Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference.温故而知新，可以为师矣。这句话出自孔子的《论语为政篇》，意思是温习旧知识，从而有新的理解和体会，凭借这一点就可以成为老师了。说明人们的新知识、新学问，往往都是在过去所学的知识的基础之上发展而来的。我们来看“温故而知新，可以为师矣”这句话的英文版。If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge, so as continually to be acquiring new, he may be a teacher of others. 我们再用美音读一下。If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge, so as continually to be acquiring new, he may be a teacher of others.我们来看这句话的发音要点。If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge, M-A-N, man 这个词我们在上周周五的早读已经出现过了。我们也讲到了这个词英音和美音的发法，英音发成 man, 美音的发成 man。当然呢，我们也不用去刻意的区分英美，把它都读成 man 或者是 man 也是可以的。If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge, old, 注意单词内的字母 L, 发舌侧音的 e,Old knowledge. So as continually to be acquiring new. Continually 这个词呢，去掉副词的部分，应该读 continual. Continual. 哒哒哒哒是四个音节的。那后面再加上了 ly 呢，多了一个音节，变成五音节 continually. 哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒五个音节 continually.Continually, 后面 to be acquiring new, to be acquiring new, acquire, 变成了 ing 的形式，读成 acquiring, acquiring, 后面 he may be a teacher of others, 注意连读 a teacher of others, a teacher of others. 那当然我们也可以重读啊，比如说 he may be a teacher of others, 他可以成为其他人的老师，我们可以把 teacher 这个词重读，这样就可以和后面形成短停。那我们这句话来读一下 If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge 那我们还要注意前半句这个 cherishing cherish 变 ing 形式读成 cherishing 三个音节哒哒哒 cherishing If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge so as continually to be acquiring new he may be a teacher of others那我们再来看美音 If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge 注意这些词细小的差别哈 Old knowledge 后面 so as continually 同样五音节的哒哒哒哒 Continually To be acquiring new Acquiring 后面 new, acquiring new. 最后半句 He may be a teacher of others. A teacher of others. Teacher 和后面的 of 的连读带出小 r. Teacher of others. 我们再来用美音读一下。If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge, so as continually to be acquiring new, he may be a teacher of others.那发音部分我们就讲到这儿，我们来分析一下这句话的翻译。If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge, 如果一个人呢能够持续或者说反复的去 cherishing his old knowledge, 保持对旧知识的珍惜或者是珍爱。那 keep cherishing one's old knowledge, 对应到这句话呢其实就是温故的意思啦。那译者 James Lake 并没有把温故翻译出 review 这个单词就是复习哈 review 这个词而是选用了 cherish 是含有珍爱珍惜这层含义的比如说 cherish the memory of those days in Paris 怀念在巴黎的岁月后面的 acquire one's new knowledge 就是获得新的知识也就是知新的翻译了 acquire knowledge 是获得知识学习知识比如说 a teacher should teach students how to acquire knowledge老师呢应该教导学生怎样去获取知识。 后面半句 so as to do something 就是为了做什么什么以便做什么什么 so as continually to do something 就是为了持续不断的做某事我们来看两个例句哈，比如说我们踮着脚尖悄无声息地走免得打扰到别人 We went along silently on tiptoe so as not to disturb anyone 为了占到好的座位我们早早就去了 We went early so as to get good seats 我们来看两个原声例句他们正在精心地制作他们的作品以便为医院的使命做出贡献 They are crafting their work so as to contribute to the mission of the hospital
They are crafting their work so as to contribute to the mission of the hospital. They are crafting their work so as to contribute to the mission of the hospital. They are crafting their work so as to contribute to the mission of the hospital.
猫头鹰的叫声让人想起了有人假装成鬼来吓唬小孩子。An owl's hoot is reminiscent of someone pretending to be a ghost so as to frighten a small child.
That an owl's hoot is reminiscent of someone pretending to be a ghost so as to frighten a small child. That an owl's hoot is reminiscent of someone pretending to be a ghost so as to frighten a small child. That an owl's hoot is reminiscent of someone pretending to be a ghost so as to frighten a small child.
那这半句之中的 so as to continually to be acquiring new 当然是 acquiring new knowledge 以达到持续获得新知的目的 He may be a teacher of others 他或许是可以成为其他人的老师的也就是可以为师矣我们再来整理一下这段翻译啊 If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge 如果一个人能够珍惜他已有的知识 so as continually to be acquiring new为了持续从中获得对知识新的理解和体会 He may be a teacher of others 那么凭借这一点他就可以成为一个老师了温故而知新是孔子对我国教育学的重大贡献之一他认为不断地温习所学过的知识从而可以获得新的知识这一学习方法不仅在封建时代有其价值在今天也有不可否认的适应性人们的新知识新学问往往都是过去所学知识的基础今天的活学活用呢我们来试着用So as to do something. 以什么什么或者是目的是什么什么用这个词料来造一个句子。今天早读我们再来读一下首先是英音版。If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge so as continually to be acquiring new, he may be a teacher of others. 美音 If a man keeps cherishing his old knowledge so as continually to be acquiring new, he may be a teacher of others. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.